David Bycroft is the founder and director of the Australian Homestay Network, which helps find accommodation for students. How many students does the Homestay Network help house in Brisbane? If you could tell me, that'd be appreciated.
Yeah, hi. In a normal year, before COVID, we were around the 2,000 mark in, say, southeast Queensland, and more like 9,000 Australia-wide.
How many are you housing in Queensland at the moment? Can you say? Do you know?
It's less than 1,000 at the moment. And, you know, the accommodation industry has really struggled because of the lack of commencements, as your previous speaker was talking about. But we are seeing evidence now that it's growing, and growing nice and steadily. We're probably at about 1/5 of our normal bookings for January, and but we expect that to quickly catch up. And I'm hopeful that by July we're getting back to normal July.
Are you receiving any early inquiries from overseas to come back into Queensland or Australia at the moment?
Yes, the inquiries are lifting. But we do notice inquiries drop off every time government changes their mind about entry points or something. So that you've got to be careful about giving consistent and positive messages.
Where are the changes or the inquiries coming from to returning? What countries can you say?
Yes, typically our students are dominated from the China region, but right now we're looking at Vietnam and Japan coming in before China. But the numbers are still fairly small, so we're hoping it will level out as the numbers grow.
Do you still need more homes to host international students?
Yes, we will always need more homes. We want to give each student the best possible match and get a lifetime experience opportunity for our hosts. So we're always looking for new homes. We also think there's been a dam wall building of students wanting to travel. And Australia's toe-in-water approach of opening has slowed down what could have been a great February, March, April for everybody. But we expect that in July now. So we will be looking for hosts for sure by July.
My guest is David Bycroft, founder and director of the Australian Homestay Network. We're talking about housing international students when they come here. David, I understand students have been allowed to work more hours between their study. Just explain to me in simple terms what's happening on that front, if you would, please.
So normal, a visa condition for an international student is that they cannot work more than 20 hours per week during the normal study time. And because of two reasons, the government announced, because firstly, we have a real problem in hospitality workers at the moment, where we need more people in the hospitality industry. And second is, we want to attract more international students to Australia as quickly as we can. So the government decided to temporarily lift the limit on work hours. Now, what that means is students can come here and fill jobs straight away and work 40 hours a week and study, which they do if they can. But that gives us an advantage over the USA, etc., the other competitive markets where they don't get work rights.
My guest is the founder of the Australian Homestay Network. Finally, how can someone join the Homestay Network to host an international student, David Bycroft?
They can look us up online, Australian Homestay Network, and there's a simple application process. So just look up Australian Homestay Network online and you'll find our website, and hosts will be able to apply.
Appreciate you coming on. Thanks so much.